My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Lucas, you sent out the tweet yesterday. Let me know. Look up the number of impressions on that quote that you sent out from me yesterday. And I think part of it is because people in Pittsburgh got made aware of this tweet and it really got them going. And I'll read it, but do you have the number of impressions that we've got on that tweet as of right now?
We are sitting at 201,000.
Okay. 201,000 impressions, basically a written quote of me ripping Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The humble brag, I guess. 201,000 impressions because I said that Brandon's a pain in the rear. I'm just paraphrasing my own quote. He's a pain in the rear. This whole experience has changed my mind. Do not hitch your wagon to this player. Move on. No extension for Brandon Ayuk. And that got a lot of impressions. The reason I bring it up is because there was one question that repeatedly got asked in the process of that tweet and that quote, which is, why don't you have the same energy for Trent? Why didn't you have the same energy for Nick last year? Why didn't you have the same energy for Debo 2 years ago? And here's why. These situations could not be more different. I teach classes at Academy of Art, thank you, and at Cal Poly. And they ask you at the beginning of each semester, Grandy, they ask you, make sure you post your rules, like your accepting late work policy. And I'm always like, I'm really hesitant to post a late work policy. Reason being, my policy for Billy is going to be different than my policy for Rachel. I'm not going to have the same policy because they are going to have different reasons for why they were late. If Rachel comes to me and says, I didn't get my assignment in last week, my dad had a heart attack. But Billy says, I didn't get my assignment in last week, I'm really having a hard time budgeting my time. Am I supposed to give those two people the exact same policy? I'm not going to give those two people the exact same policy. One of you, I'm going to give compassion. I am going to type some sort of an email back that says, family first, you let me know if there's anything I can do for you, and you talk to me when you're ready. The other student is going to get a, what are you doing? Like, you're an adult. This is college. It's pull your head out of your new, I'm not actually going to email that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to get your stuff together. I'm not excusing you because you just decided, whoops, couldn't do it. And that to me applies very, very much so in this situation. What do, and I'd love to hear from everyone on this, 888-957-9570. Maybe your answer is nothing. What do you find different about the Brandon situation versus the Trent or the Nick or the Debo? How would you answer that?
Well, comparing Trent and Brandon, first of all, because those are the two that are happening right now, the way that they've gone about it is entirely different. Trent has been entirely in private. There's been nothing out in public. That might be a better way to go about it. It might be a worse way to go about it. I guess we'll ultimately see how it happens. The biggest difference for me, Willard, and this also goes back to Nick Bosa last year and probably Debo Samuel the year prior to that, and maybe even George Kittle and Fred Warner. Trent Williams and Nick Bosa, they're the best players in the NFL at their positions, or at the very least, they are one of. Maybe Nick Bosa last year didn't have as good of a season, but he was coming off of Defensive Player of the Year. He was incredible, and he got paid like the highest non-quarterback ever, as he should. Trent Williams, getting up there in age, but still the greatest left tackle in the NFL, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Brandon Ayuk, coming off the first All-Pro season of his career, no doubting he's good. But is he a top five receiver in the league? No, you can make a case he's not even a top 10 receiver in the league. So that's a major difference. I mean, the Niners would love to feel comfortable paying Brandon Ayuk $34 million a year. But the fact is, he's just simply not worth that because he's not at the top of his position like others are. It was something Guru brought up during the crossover. Even the Cowboys that we're talking about here handled their big problem with CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's better than Brandon Ayuk. If the Niners had CeeDee Lamb, they'd be willing to pay him maybe a little bit more than they'd be willing to pay Ayuk. So much of this is just the stature of these two players as well.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. So those, like, answers number one and two are A, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, to a degree Debo Samuel. I know Debo scrubbed his Instagram, but those players did not take direct, early, public shots at the organization. That's number one. Number two, Nick Bosa and Trent Williams can easily argue, whether you agree with them or not, can easily argue that they are both the best player at their position in the entire game. Brandon Ayuk cannot make either of those arguments. And then you go about sort of unpacking what we don't know. And this is where my mind always goes. And I still have all kinds of questions about this. And I can't wait to ask Tim Kawakami about it because I think he might be able to shed some light. But what is literally one of the themes that we love to use on this show? When you've got something mysterious going on with a sports team and you're listening to press conferences, you're listening to sports radio, you're watching games, and you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on, don't listen to their words. Watch their actions. So here we are. We've had Tweet Deck 2024, and we've got high-level reporters, no-level reporters, YouTubers, radio people, TV. Everybody's telling you, hey, well, here's what's actually happening on the inside. Here's what's those. And then we got press conferences from Kyle and John. Those are all words. What are their actions? They held a draft and picked two new wide receivers. And then they got to free agency and they signed another wide receiver. And then they got to roster cut down day and they brought in another recent former second round pick, put him on the practice squad, started answering questions about him and telling everybody that they think he's just a phenomenal football player.
They were high on him out of college.
They've been high on him for 3 years. Terrace Marshall, by the way, the guy we're talking about.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And then, what is their action yesterday? Sure, you can do their words. Oh, we love Brandon. And the expectation is he'll be out there on the field.
Well, their words yesterday were actually pretty strong, too.
Yeah, their words were strong, but they're nowhere near as strong as their actions, because I think, as you adeptly pointed out earlier today, their words were simply just their words. And in a way, I'm not going to call them lies, but they're packaged words. Oh, we expect him to be out there. No, they don't. They didn't expect him to be out there. The expectation is that he'll be out there. Let me give a different word to it. The rule is that he's out there.
We told him, time to show up.
Yep. And he broke the rule. And so now you suffer the punishment. Brandon has been medically cleared. The expectation is that he'll show up, as it is for all of our players. And now the punishments and the fines will begin. Oh, and what's their other action? It's a non-action. They haven't signed him. This is, you guys are all right. This is not that complex. It's not that complex of a deal. If CD and Justin are over here, and Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra are over here, and Devontae Smith is sitting over there, this is not a difficult deal. So why haven't they done it? Why haven't they done it? And that's sort of where my question lies. Like, all of the reports, oh, we're trying to get something done. We're trying to get some. Are you? Your actions suggest that maybe Brandon's ridiculous statement from earlier this summer was actually true. They don't really want him. Certainly not at that number. They don't really want him. It's what their actions are suggesting. That's what, that's how Brandon feels. And I know that doesn't make any sense to us, because we're like, well, he's good, and you're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. But at the end of it all, it isn't just about this year for the 49ers. It is about a much, much bigger picture. And we've effectively not been able to tie this to other players like I wish we could. You know, I wonder how many people would still answer, sign Brandon, if it were just a black letter fact. If you sign Brandon, you lose Debo. You want him?
Well, it could also be impacting Trent Williams' negotiation.
Of course it could. Of course it could.
And what they said, I don't know exactly when it was, maybe a month ago now, we want to get Ayuk sorted out first, then we'll get to Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens with Ayuk and how much money they guarantee him next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, who knows how long this Trent thing is going to go for, but it's going to impact the amount of money that they're going to be able to give Trent.
Yeah.
And you want Trent on this team? Yes.
Have to.
So you have to try to structure the IU contract around what makes that all possible. And maybe there's D'Amador Lenore. Maybe there's Mooney Ward. Maybe one of these rookies coming up that look really good right now in the future. Maybe that impacts that. You never really know how wide reaching these contract extensions could ultimately be.
I just, gosh, I wish I knew what it was that Brandon and his agent are trying to achieve. I really do. I wish I knew what it was they were trying to achieve. You can think it's fair, unfair. We can believe whichever reports that we want. But the bottom line, and check this, 415 just texted in, Xfinity Mobile text line. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for interacting. And the text is, they're not different. All enabled by the Niners and the NFL. All right. I don't agree with that. I've said a number of times, I don't think the Niners handled this perfectly. So was it enabled by them on some level? I think you could have a point there. But as to whether or not this is a different negotiation, if this is different behavior by the player, to me, there's no question that it is. I have drawn a line in the sand on these types of situations throughout the years. And I start my thought process with pro player. Every time.
Especially in the NFL.
Mainly in the NFL. Non-guaranteed contracts, absurd physicality, CTE. Like, it's absurd. They choose it, so I'm not putting compassion toward that. You choose it. But an example. Go back to when the thought process out of the draft. Remember when the stories came out and it's like, well, They're gonna sign Brandon to an extension and they're gonna cut Debo at the end of the year. I never heard anybody go, that's not fair. You can't cut Debo. He's still got a year left on his deal. You have to honor that contract. 49. Nobody said a damn word. And you're all okay with that. You're all okay with them cutting Debo because they're allowed to. So why aren't you allowed to do what Trent Williams is doing? That's why I backed Trent. That's why I backed Debo. And it's why I backed Brandon at the beginning. You have to get whatever you can get. But whatever he can get has now been offered to him like 8 different ways. And we still sit here now. And so that's where I feel this got to a very, very unfair place. 888-957-9570. When is too much? Too much. When is the most talented player in the room no longer worth it? Who do you liken this to throughout Bay Area sports? There are some names. Look at the way the Warriors have handled Draymond Green. They have repeatedly decided, you know what, he's worth the headache. He's worth the headache. Is Brandon worth the headache?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,